It's Christmas time. And in this season, many things call out to the heart of each of us and every one of us. A number of us will hear the call to load up the kids and the luggage and pile in the presents and hit the highway in order to spend the holidays with those that we love the most. All of us will hear the unrelenting calls from the thousands of television commercials and newspaper ads that will beckon us to stores and shops and the effort to find that perfect present. There'll be calls to office parties, calls to children's school programs, and even calls to church choir musicals. All of these are part of a season that celebrate the God who has been calling out to His people. And at the heart of this story is a nation and a people that were longing for and calling out to their God.
Come, O come, Emmanuel.
among those longing for the arrival of the Savior was a young virgin in Nazareth named Mary. And on a night like no other, the angel Gabriel came to her with a pronouncement of great blessings. He said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. And he'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God." And beginning that night and for many nights to come, Mary would quietly consider the fact that the God she had so long cried out to in heaven was at that moment alive within her own body.
There's a
Jesus. The mere mention of His name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hearted men melted, careless, transformed, the lights of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turns to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe His name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever, and I've watched that little body grow quiet and the fever brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint and her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summits her last once ebbing strength to whisper earth's sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophers have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet still it stands. And there shall be the final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to the virgin maiden, His name shall be called Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, there's something really special about that name. Look upon that assembly of the faithful gathered amidst the dust and the straw in a barn in Bethlehem, and we see so clearly the trustworthiness of our God. Every promise, every prophecy was perfectly fulfilled. We peer in closer to see the scenes that are filled with a confidence that we can trust the Word of God always. We rest assured that nothing compares to His promise. And finally, our eyes fall upon the face of the one who has just come from heaven, the ones whose ears have heard the music of angelic choirs and now hear only the rustling of a few barnyard animals, the ones whose hands had held a scepter of power and is now clutching a piece of broken straw. We look into the face of the one who is the visible image of invisible God, and our voices are silenced, and yet our hearts cry out, praise be to God for His indescribable gift. There will be times when I worship. It's joyous celebration, like how we imagined that of the shepherds that night. Other calls to worship was also extended to wise men from the east. They, like the shepherds, were led to come and bow before the baby king and to rejoice in the goodness of God. But other times it will be more like that of Mary and Joseph as they bowed in moments of solitude beside the rough wooden cradle that held heaven's holy child. And in the silence of the night, they softly, reverently, prayerfully whispered his name. Our worship of God is always in response to who He has revealed Himself to be. In the event surrounding the most amazing and wonderful night in all of history, what are the attributes of God as we see? We see His wisdom, The very act of incarnation is beyond our ability to even fathom, and yet he displayed not only his wisdom in conceiving it, but also his great power by bringing it into being. We see God's great love, such love for fallen, rebellious creation that he was willing to become one of us in order to die on our behalf. We see his sovereignty over seemingly random events in the lives of his people. We see his faithfulness to his promise, his goodness, his mercy, his grace in initiating toward us with his best when we were at our worst. All of this stirs us as we look upon him in the manger and see him for who he really is. And like those at the manger that moment, we come to this moment with all of our own uncertainties and questions about why life is as it is. We bring relationships that are difficult, dreams that are frustrated, hopes that seem to be flickering in the wind of these uncertain days. We long for a time when all will be made right. To hearts that are lost, Jesus speaks, "I'm the way." To lives of confusion, he says, "I'm the truth." To a world that is dying, he calls out, "I am the life." He may not give us an answer or an explanation, but he has given us himself. And we respond, "Lord, I have you. That's enough. I'll trust you and I'll worship you." Father, this Christmas season, may you be worshiped and adored. May we find time to quietly reflect upon your attributes like Mary. May we celebrate you with joy like the shepherds. May we live faithful lives of obedience that honor you as Joseph did. May we bow before you like the wise men did and bring you gifts, gifts of praise, gifts of glory, and the gifts of ourselves. And Father, as we leave here, may our worship continue. May we bring you honor as the shepherds did upon leaving the manger by telling the good news about who you are and what you've done for us. May our very lives be a song that proclaim glory to God in the highest. A Savior has come. Take up a collection, buy a new piano, because she played that. So I know she's had to tear that piano up today. Man, aren't you glad today? We'll be going. Aren't you glad that Jesus was born to a virgin and he lived a sinless life? Lived 33 years, never one time sinned. If he'd have been a sinner, he couldn't have been our Savior. But aren't you glad he lived a sinless life? And he died on an old rugged cross so you and I could have life. I'm glad for the baby. That baby couldn't have saved us. I'm thankful that he went to the cross for us. But listen, we don't worship the cross, because 3 days after he died, they put him in a tomb. The third day he arose from the grave. And listen, we serve a risen Savior today. And he wants to be a part of your life. You're in here today and you've never, ever, ever asked Jesus to be Lord of your life. If you've never repented of your sins and said, Lord, come into my life, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, you need to do that today. Do that this Christmas season. I promise you, you'll be blessed and you'll be glad that you did. Amen? Well, deacons, you make sure, get a couple of deacons. Some of you deacons pass out the Christmas bags that Santa Claus brought, and let's show this choir and Brother Charles, what a wonderful, wonderful job they did with this celebration. Amen. Amen. Y'all did wonderful. Remember, go tell somebody. Go tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. Thank you, Lord, for what our ears heard today, the gospel sung to us in a song. And Lord, we praise you for that. We praise you for who you are, and we praise you for what you've done. And God, I pray that we would worship you not only at Christmas, but every day of the week. Go with us now as we leave this place and bring us back the next appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. You're dismissed.